In a world where fans have grown tired of the same old cookie-cutter Comic-Con formats, only one con defies the odds. Only one Comic-Con stands what fans really want. Only one Comic-Con dares calls itself terrific. That's right, this August 17th through the 19th at the all-new giant-sized Mohegan Sun Expo Center in Uncasville, Connecticut, comes Terrific-Con! Connecticut's Terrific-Comic-Con is back, with New England's largest gathering of comic book artists and writers. Plus, Terrific-Con delivers actors from your favorite TV shows and movies. And there's an all-new expanded gaming section as we give you tabletop gaming, video games, and so much more. Plus, don't forget, all kids 10 and under get in free at Terrific-Con and can be part of the all-new All Yeah Kids Comic-Con. Join us for 3 full days of Comic-Con action only in Connecticut at Terrific-Con. For more information, go to our website, www.terrificcon.com.
Hello, this is Roy Thomas, and you're listening to the Power Cosmic Podcast.
That's right, friends. You've been waiting for the podcast that talks about the things you love. Well, go no further, because you've reached the Power Cosmic Podcast. Each week, legendary Comic-Con promoter Mitch Halleck of the Terrific-Con and legendary finder of lost things John Cimino of Saturday Morning Collectibles at the Raynham Flea Market, booth A89 and 90, will talk about the stuff you love. Now sit back and talk about comics, TV, movies, toys, and more. It's the Power Cosmic Podcast.
The Departed, and I got to talk to you.
Yeah, let's get going, Departed. I got 23 minutes before another podcast is calling to interview my sorry ass.
Good.
I know what's worse. Good, and we're on the air already. I've already started the mic, so whatever. It is what it is.
Let them hear behind the scenes.
Yeah, this is the magic. Last week, the biggest numbers we ever had. It might have been the Ditko story, so...
Really?
Yeah, biggest numbers ever. Biggest numbers ever. The power of the Power Cosmic is growing.
Crazy.
So for all you rubes out there, what the hell's wrong with you people? Maybe because it's short and sweet, even though last week was like an hour something episode. I don't know. What's the magic behind the magic, John?
What are we on?
Yeah, we're on. I'm putting you on the spot. So let's tell people what happened. No, I'm going to tell people what happened last night. I think I got a message at 2 in the morning. I'm just turning my phone off. 2 in the morning, it's you about clicks. And then at 4 o'clock, you and your other friend started writing about clicks.
It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
And then I was so punch drunk, I went and ordered a brick of the new clicks. I haven't even played this game once. But now I have a shipment of Batman animated series clicks on their way. It's too much. Why?
We'll never know. We don't even really play.
I know. Tell them what you bought yesterday. You bought Apache Chief, Aquaman on his seahorse.
Why don't we just say it this way? I dropped $203 on freaking few clicks because I couldn't stop. And so, yeah, so when I text you, at 2 o'clock, I needed an intervention because I was looking on all the shit. I'm like, and I actually held myself accountable. I said, I'm not going to do it. But what I ended up doing was writing down a few that I needed. And so I said, okay, I'm going to do it that way and then maybe get it slowly or do this because I can't. I cannot do it.
No. The key word there you seem to be missing, and that's why you have this problem. You said need. Want is what you do. Want. Need means you need it to survive. Like, I have to get up, I have to eat and drink and go to the bathroom. That's what you need.
Mitch, it's very close. That's a blurry line. That's like, you know, you're teetering. I don't know.
I know. See, I'm addicted to the Twinkies. I don't call you at 2 in the morning going, John, I got to go have a Suzy Q. I need a cupcake.
Wait a second. Don't make it like you're innocent. Sometimes I get those late night texts and all that stuff about this and about that, about Kim and about that. I mean, yes, I'm more consistent. I'll give you that. But there's been a few couple of very early Mitchies when Mitchie couldn't get to sleep and I'd say, just go to bed, Mitch.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah. All right, we'll leave it at that, though. But let's have some normalcy here. Let's try to give people a real show in the 20 minutes that I have before I go on to a real podcast. I think I don't even know what show I'm going on today.
I really don't know. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about. I'm trying to think what the hell's
news. You know who I talked to? Believe it or not, I didn't just talk to you in the morning.
William Cat?
No. I talked to the word balloon guy.
Oh, John Sutris.
Yeah, and I told him, listen, I do business early. I go, just ask Mitch. He'll tell you how early I do stuff. And he goes, well, I do stuff early, too. I said, okay. You know, trying to set him up with that interview at Roy. It's going to go down next week.
That's fantastic, because the people want to hear Roy. They just can't stop. Speaking of Roy, aren't you about to post his review of the Ant-Man and Wasp?
When he does. He's been very, very busy, though. He's... he had to go to a wedding that, you know, they drive everywhere. 4 hours there, 4 hours back. So think about that. That's something. Let me ask you a question, Mitch. If I said come to my wedding and it's a an 8 hour round trip, would you come?
I'll send you a card.
Yeah, exactly.
And even that might be an effort to get that thing out.
No, it's just a card, but with nothing in it.
Oh, yeah, no, because Lou Perry, he wants me to go on the Angry Geek Show. He's been begging. I told him I was going to go this Saturday to drive up to Ware, Massachusetts, which is like an hour and a half, to go sit in his quote-unquote lair studio, also known as his basement. And he wanted me to go there and record with him. And I sat there and I thought about it. I got an opportunity to go play Clicks. This ain't happening. Forget promoting the show. I got to go play Clicks.
Isn't it sickening too? Isn't it? I mean, like, if you I can't explain. People don't understand. It's like a subsidiary thing to comic books. It, like, you know, I don't do comics. You know how, like, junkies, they won't smoke or do all that bad stuff, but they'll find, like, religion and they'll get obsessed about that. You gotta, that urge has got to go somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it happens to be Clicks. Hopefully it's a good time, but you know what? And the thing that sucks is after we're done playing it, we'll be like, yeah, that wasn't that great. But we'll be on the computer. Yeah. No, we'll be on the computer that night looking for more shit.
We'll look down at it and go, why did I spend money on this? I could have done something with this. You know?
But then you're going to be, like I said, you're going to be on the computer that night. Oh, man, this is a pretty good one.
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, we got to do it. Look at it. As I'm talking to you, I'm texting an agent for an actor. I'm posting a guest right now, Mr. David Wenzel, who a lot of people know. He was the illustrator for some of the Hobbit books and the Lord of the Rings, but he also worked at Marvel during the Korvac saga, and he was on the Conan and Marvel team up in Avengers.
Korvac saga? Really?
Yeah. He worked on that book, yeah. He's more like he's an art teacher up here in Connecticut, University of Hartford, but he actually worked at Marvel. So there you go.
That's a pretty great, that's a pretty legendary series. Is that the Korvac saga? Is that Englehart? Who wrote that one?
Yeah, Englehart did that. Perez is on that book.
Perez? That was pretty good.
That's a big deal. I told that to, what's his name, the actor, Agent Coulson. I can't think of his name right now. The hell's his name?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Agent Coulson.
I know who he is.
Oh, Clark Gregg. When I met him, we were talking about comics. He's a big Starlin fan, big Jim Starlin fan, and he liked Power Man and Iron Fist. And he mentioned to me that, I said, what other stories can they tell? And I said, the Korvac saga. And he goes, oh, that's a really good one. And I always thought that would be an interesting part for his character to come back and be like this everyday guy who becomes suddenly the... Wasn't he like given the power cosmic or something, if I remember?
Yeah, he became essentially like a god.
That would have been a great story for Agent Coulson, you know?
It's funny you notice that guy was a big comic guy, because talking to John this morning, what's his last name from the word balloonist?
Suter. He's the guy that destroyed Asgard. No, Sutris? Suntris, that's it, Suntris.
Okay.
Like Sundress.
We're really giving people behind the scenes.
Which I have on right now.
But he told me when he interviewed one of the biggest comic fans that, like, from back in the day was, ready for this? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, yeah, no. I tried booking Kareem this year for the show. I didn't tell you that. He writes, what do you call it? He writes Sherlock Holmes graphic novels.
He writes something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
was going to book him for the show back in November or December, and I talked to his agent, and they go, oh, you know, Kareem gets so much money for, you know, big-time money because of basketball. I said, this isn't a basketball. This is a comic book convention.
But but he would be incredible.
I know, and you know what? I said, this is the problem when you deal with these stupid agents, and I'm going to call them out. They're stupid. They don't talk to their clients. If they talked to Kareem and said, hey, listen, would you like to go to a comic book convention? He would go nuts because he's a huge comic book fan, you know? And he writes a comic book now, a graphic novel based on Sherlock Holmes' brother, Mycroft. Yeah.
Well, John was telling me he didn't want to answer any questions about basketball and nothing about Bruce Lee because he wanted to talk comics. He went to conventions back in the day. Like,
yeah, I know. I know. That's what I'm saying.
I never knew that. Can you imagine this 8-foot-tall black guy walking in? I mean, it would have been like crazy back then. I just didn't. Like, oh my God, he's on the Lakers. It's like, that's crazy.
Well, going on about someone's height. There's nothing wrong with people of all shapes and sizes going to comic book conventions.
No, but the thing is he was he was well known. He's a celebrity. But I'm just saying, like, could you imagine seeing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar walking into a comic convention? I mean, back then, that would have been unheard of.
Well, who would know? There was no internet. Nobody would have, like, taken a picture on their phone and sent it to somebody. This stuff probably happened there. I bet you Elvis Presley was going to conventions and no one knew.
It was a shock, Mitchie. It was a shock.
Okay, well, you're stunned in disbelief. But yeah, that Kareem, we should just do a show one day about all the people that I invited to come to the convention that for one reason or another couldn't make it or their agent turned it down or whatever. Steve Ditko was one of those people. I mentioned I wrote him a letter, and I got to go get that letter scanned and post it about how he talks about how he could care less if people liked his work that he did in the past. It was very enlightening. It was... The man did not care.
I'm sure that you weren't the only person he sent that to.
No, it's almost like a form letter, probably.
I know.
Oh, wow.
So we're giving people behind the scenes.
Here's how weird it is. I posted the makeup artist, Tyler Green, and I posted he's coming to the show. He's been coming to the show since Bridgeport every year. And he does makeup workshops and stuff, right? So he comes to the show. I post it up. I know he was coming for months now, but every day I try to put a new one up. Instead of putting all of them up at once, I do one a day. So I posted it. I got in my car. I drove to the post office. Just dropped off like 20 packages of postcards to various places around the area that want to promote the show. I come back. My phone is blowing up. There's his agents calling me. Oh, my God. Didn't you get my text from last Wednesday? I'm like, no, why? Tyler got booked for a movie. He can't come to Terrificon. I meant to tell you that. I sent you an email. Didn't you read it? I'm like, no. So within 15 minutes, I just had to put the guy off the website. You know, it's just crazy.
What movie was it?
He can't tell us, though. They all have non-disclosures, but he's booked for a movie he's doing the makeup on. He could be doing Star Wars for all I know. But it's just crazy. I mean,
Star Chores, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm just saying, all day long, I get emails from people. There's a guy coming to the show that I haven't posted yet because I'm trying to lock down all the details from his agent. Sometimes the agents are wacky, too, you know. We know some of them, you know. But until I get it all locked in, I don't post it. So I've learned my lesson over the years. But anyway, that'll be coming up on Terrificon's website in the next couple of days. So what about Ant-Man and Wasp? I saw it twice. I saw it with Ordway, and then I took my kids to see it.
Well, let me ask you this, Mitch. Before I go into my thing, was it better the second time?
Actually, the first time I saw it, I just wanted to get the hell out of there. I don't know why. We saw it at 6 o'clock, and I had a ton of stuff to do when I got home. So I just wanted the movie to be over. And
was that because of the movie or because you were with Jerry Ordway?
Well, there's that, too. No, because then we go out afterwards all the time and get a burger and on and on and on. But it was one of those movies that if it didn't exist, nothing happened, nothing changed, you know.
But I'll tell you this, because once again, my mother and my daughter went this past weekend and they were cracking up and loved it. So it just shows you the appeal for people that are not really crazy about this stuff, and for kids, you can see how.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes we're too hard on this stuff. I'm like, we're over there. This movie's not good. Blah 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 blah. Well, we should just come out and say, it's not for everybody. The kids are the kids. You know, was it a kids movie?
No, but it was. It was probably like I would say. What do you think the age range in that? I mean, you could get like 13 all the way to 50, couldn't you, with that movie? I can see how it appeals to younger kids. Because Paul Rudd is so likable, you know, and he's funny. And,
yeah,
you know, all the ant stuff. I mean, they have a lot of that humor, but, like, I can just see. You said it right, Mitch. You said it's like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Didn't yeah. that, you use that quote? It had that, but with some superpowers thrown in.
Yeah, yeah, and I would totally agree with you. And then I told you afterwards, I found out that the villain that was the father of the ghost, who wasn't really a villain at all, he was supposed to be Egghead, the same name as the character in the comics that tortures Henry Pym, and he was Yellow Jacket, and then he made brainwashed Henry Pym and put him in jail, if you remember that story in the 80s and stuff. But it was such a minor character. It's like, who cares, you know?
Yeah, see, that's one of those things that it's like you just can't miss it, though, because we're so enthralled with what's going on. And think about this, Mitch. Maybe we didn't think about it. This is great marketing. They knew probably that movie wasn't going to get the ratings, you know, if they, let's just say they released it in March or something, but they knew that, like, to make that after Infinity War, everybody's jonesing for just a little bit more of what's going to happen or what. They put it.
Oh, yeah. No,
time. So people were going to go see it and see if they could get anything.
Did you think there was going to be an Infinity War thing in there?
I thought a little bit. Didn't they kind of allude to it?
Even S.H.I.E.L.D. had it on in the background, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. They said that something was going on in New York and they mentioned Thanos and stuff. They didn't even mention that. Well, you kind of knew what was happening. If you didn't see Infinity War, you wouldn't know what the hell that little ending was. But why would you be going to see this movie anyway if you didn't see Infinity War? Are they making these movies now at this point just for the core audience?
Well,
like, Black Panther could have been watched by anybody without seeing any superheroes.
Yeah.
That had a universal appeal. Ant-Man, I think you got to know what you're getting. Like, I wouldn't go see a Twilight movie. I wouldn't go see a Harry Potter movie. I'm not into that stuff. So I wouldn't just like, let me go sit down and watch episode 7 of Harry Potter. I wouldn't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I agree. Not me either.
Like Star Wars. That's another thing. I mean, I grew up with it, but a lot of people don't love Star Wars, and they're not going to go see any of the movies. They're like, I don't care. As big as Marvel is there people out there that still don't care?
I think, yes, of course, but I think there's a lot less people that don't care. I mean, it's just it's so ingrained in the culture right now. It's like, you know, I was talking to our buddy, Boston Jimmy Talbot, about this, and he was even saying, like, you know, the prices for original art, for the comics, it's all so high now. He said, even said, and, you know, Jimmy's a great speculator, and he's got his little pulse on what's going on with the convention scene and stuff, because he even mentioned about, like, the conventions. He's like, it's got to bust. It's like, it's got to bust somewhere because everything is going so high and stuff. Something's got to give.
Well, I don't want to be the one that has to surrender it, you know. No, so, real quick, though. So, what did you think of the movie?
No, I enjoyed it better the second time. It's a movie of moments. Like, you're kind of like, yeah. But then it's like, oh, that was cool.
Well, there was, I was laughing at it. I mean, there was parts that I was, you know, laugh out loud funny. The guy that plays Luis, Michael Pena, he's good. But, yeah. You know.
And Rudd. I like Paul Rudd. I think he's very likable. And you want to know the truth? I like Michael Douglas. I wasn't a huge Michael Douglas, but he's a good actor and he's solid. I was never a huge Michelle Pfeiffer fan, but I'll tell you, it was a little shock for me when I saw her. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, you throw her in there. It's funny how these big name actors 5 years ago they wouldn't go near this crap, but now all of a sudden they're everywhere.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. But
that was good. I definitely give it a thumbs up. I mean, I'm gonna buy the DVD. You know, the whole shebang. But you know, will I see it again and again? Like, no. I thought two was enough for me, and. You know, my daughter liked it, and my mom liked it. It was enjoyable, but it wasn't like Infinity War, where I had to see it, like, a whole bunch of times just because it was...
Well, yeah, you buy them all. You're like me. We're never not going to buy them, right?
Yeah, like, that's the whole thing. We can complain about this, or I cannot like this.
And well, so, was it a pity movie?
Which one?
Was it a pity movie, like you always pick on me for buying the comics?
No, you know what? I first went into it to be a pity movie because I was like, you know, I'm not really caring about this, but I'm going to see it. And I knew it was going to be enjoyable. But, you know, I'm still not the biggest, like, the character. I'm more of a, believe it or not, I'm more of a Paul Rudd fan than I actually am of Ant-Man. But the Wasp girl, I liked her too, but, yeah, she was all right for me, you know? Yeah, I actually was more into Michael Douglas.
I actually was, you know what, I was watching that. I go, geez, I'd actually want to see more of that story, you know, that was going on with the old Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, come on, there's such cute moments in there, like the Hot Wheels thing and the you know, they had all the cars and then, you know, like in that Hot Wheels case and then like how they shrink the whole play. I mean, the effects were great. And what did you think of Stan Lee's part? Did you like that?
Yeah, those are always funny. For the 30 seconds they put that man on the screen, it's
that
pretty
good. That could be his last one, isn't it?
Well, they've said they've filmed
six.
More.
I thought there was six.
Yeah. Yeah, well, have they done that many?
Yeah.
The only movies they got lined up right now are Avengers, well, Captain Marvel, Avengers, Spider-Man 2, whatever, Far From Home, and then Guardians 3. That's it. You know they're going to make more, but that's officially all that's out there. You know?
Really? That's it? I thought...
Well, they got tons planned, but they haven't announced what the titles are.
Okay, now, Mitch, you're on top of this more than I am. Did Disney get Fox? Is it done?
It's in process. I mean, it's got to get reviewed by the government, but I think that's pretty much done. That other offer from what was the other
Comcast?
Place? Comcast. Yeah, that's done. They're not. That's not happening. So yeah, it's over. It's over.
Offer from Comcast. You think they weren't going to touch it, but they went $10 billion over. But they, oh my god, crazy money.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, well, my quick review is the Ghost character looked good. The costume was great. I thought it was a weak villain. I wish Black Goliath was in the movie. They talked to Bill Foster and they mentioned him. I wish they actually got to show him as Goliath. Even in a flashback would have been kind of cool. And
blue costume, maybe in that blue costume.
Yeah, in the blue and white costume. Yeah, I was hoping to see something like that. And it was fun to watch, but I just, like I said, oh, he loves all these movies. He's like, oh, this is so good, this is so good. But I literally, like, forgot about it after it was over. And my big grand scheme of Marvel movies, I put it towards, like, kind of near the bottom, you know, near Dark World. It wasn't that great.
Let me ask you this, though. My bottom movie of all, it's got to be The Incredible Hulk. I think that's my worst.
Yeah, no, I like that one. I thought that, I like that performance.
And then the effects were so bad, but yeah, I was thinking the same thing when I was watching that. I was like, this is like my bottom three or four movies right here, watching Ant-Man and Wasp. It's definitely, I like the first one better.
You did? Well, because it was a new thing. I don't even think Paul Rudd had much to do in this movie.
No, it was. That's one of the whole thing. It was more about the Wasp. You know, he had great effects and stuff, but it was kind of like, meh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got this other guy about to text me. It was eh?
Yeah, but I give it a thumbs up overall. You know, like I said, I'm going to support it. But it's in my bottom four movies.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, well, there's so many now. There's 20. You know?
It's kind of like you hit the highest of high with Infinity War, and then
Well, it's fitting that this is probably the shortest episode ever of the Power Cosmic, because we're doing an Ant-Man.
Yeah, and we got
so much shit. I'm driving to Maryland in about an hour and a half, so I'm out of here, and then I'll be back on Friday. So good luck with all. Take care of New England while I'm gone, will you?
Yeah, well, believe me. I mean, I know you're going to go see your son, so I'm going to get about 20,000 texts from
him. Oh, I know, and I know, and I know. I'm telling him, oh, can we walk around Maryland and see all the comic book stores? My car is always loaded with posters and postcards and flyers and T-shirts. It's a one-man marketing machine. But we're 1 month today, the 17th. 130 days from now, we'll all be together at the Mohegan Sun for Terrific Con.
Oh my god, it's in a month?
It's in a month. I just realized it now. It's August 17th. 1 month. 1 month.
Yeah. And then let me see. 3 weeks. This weekend and the next 2 weekends, me and Roy are off to Honolulu Comic Con. And then we have a week off And then we go to Terrific.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to have to wrap things up here. I don't know who this guy is. Jason Brodnick just wrote me. I don't know who he is.
He's a comic dealer.
He just emailed me. He wants something, too. Well, everybody wants something from Mitchie. I'm the Santa Claus of comic books. All right. We're going to have to wrap it up. Like, what do they say in Easy Money? I don't know. Well, that's my Roddy Dangerfield.
Have you seen it yet?
You showed me that clip the other day. He's got my eyes. He's got my ears. He's got my sympathies. Oh,
I guess this kid won't fit in a wallet size.
I could quit at any time. Joe Pesci. Somebody said that was you and me. Joe Pesci and Dangerfield.
Yeah, like, what if you're not strong? And since ain't my master. And then he puts it out. And
like, give me a light, will you?
Like, he doesn't even know. So
he doesn't even stop. He just, like, puts it right in there.
So, yeah, what me and Mitch are talking about right now, if anybody has a chance to go see it, it's, you know, it's been out since 1983. But
go see, spoiler alert, it's a 30-year-old movie.
It's
35.
It's very not PC, so it's...
Oh, no, back in the day, it was funny. I don't know what... Nowadays, you'd probably have to be sent to jail if you crack a smile.
So freaking funny.
Okay. Forget going to watch Ant-Man. Go watch.
Like you in front of that door when you were showing that door.
Okay. Go and watch Ant-Man and Wasp. Go watch Easy Money with Roddy Dangerfield and Joe Pesci.
Yeah, you tell me which one you like better.
I don't even know what's going on.
All right, and that's that.
Goodbye.
This has been a production of Big Fedora Marketing, LLC. The folks that bring you the Terrific Comic-Con, GamerCon, and so much more. Thanks for listening.